6:19. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Failure Tuesday, in honor of the U.S. men's national team.
Honor?
Is that like Fat Tuesday?
No.
Oh. All right. Sorry.
Look, we're all discombobulated. We all were all
and
in.
I'm sorry.
All our eggs were in this basket.
I'm Dylan.
And then the kick around betrayed us, and now we're here. All right, the ramp is coming up in 15 minutes or so. We will get to the latest that Monty has. We'll also hear some Dusty May audio as he met the hardline yesterday. Hard-hitting interview. I know he was sweating through his shirt for that one. 6:55, we'll hear the best of that. But right now, Ham has got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision.
When I am out and about, I think about what I'm capable of doing when it comes to survival. Could I be a survivalist? When I'm on vacation at national parks, out hiking and whatnot, I try to, other than look at nature and stuff, have my mind wander and think of, as I'm walking with significant other to wherever she wants to Instagram a photo shoot for herself or whatever, could I survive if something dire happened right now?
Like, could you fight off a badger?
Or a bear. Usually it's a bear.
I start with a badger.
Like Kaminsky? Sam Decker?
It's because you work with Bob. Bring and you have it to back to
hello. It helps.
He just,
the only thing
he just, that's job security right
gosh.
There. In the event he's listening to this.
Monty Ball sneaks up on you and your wife out in the wilderness. What are you going to do?
Idiot.
But a lot of the times, like I said, it is with bear where I will get bear spray and I'm reviewing the tactics of what to do with what kind of bear and other animals when I'm out and about. Usually when we go to places, I look up what wildlife could kill me. So I have that in my head. So it's not like once I'm put into that scenario and I'm being followed by like a mountain lion, am I trying to pull up my phone to figure out what to do online?
I see Lando do that too, but then he'll like spread honey on his neck. Walk into the woods.
He brought the honey with him.
Take me.
He's bloodletting himself. He's chumming the water himself.
He rubs honey on his neck and then he ties a salmon to his groin.
Yeah, we need to watch out when we go to your boating thing. He doesn't just start poking himself with holes and then hop into the water.
We're going to make sure Lando has a life preserver on at all times.
Yeah. Even on land.
Just, yeah, put one of those inflatable lifeboats to his back.
The anti-suicide. Like, best. No, he's good in the corner. Just, you gotta feed him. He's all right. He's good.
Not after midnight.
He's not a gremlin.
The closest thing we have to one.
I guess so. Out of everybody up here on the ticket?
Yeah, if you had to pick one that was the closest.
But I'll think about, like, if I'm walking, if there's a flash flood, if I was thrown off the path, would I be smart enough to survive with nothing but my wits? And I used to watch the Bear Grylls show. I would also, you know, give a pass to like watching like Naked and Afraid.
Oh yeah,
a lot of my
big into that one.
A lot of my training reflects on these shows. So if I'm caught in a life and death situation, I'll fall back on my training and just get naked and be really afraid for like until I'm rescued.
Yeah, I'll do Naked and Afraid in my own bedroom.
And if you could get up and get to the kitchen.
And I put my bag of tortilla chips like a few houses down on the street. My primitive survival rating always plummets. It starts at like a 1.8 and plummets to a 0.03.
Primitive, yes. When it comes to like, if I'm armed with like a knife, like I would carry like a box cutter with me just in case so I have something to sharpen.
That's not protecting you against a bear.
It's better than nothing.
Barely.
But in terms of like being able to like, I don't know, strip like a branch or whatever to make like a sharper object out of so I could poke like a fish or something. If I decided to eat fish.
Poke a fish? Like on Facebook?
No. I don't think they have pokes on Facebook anymore, but I don't know. Cause
or is he talking about poking?
It's not 2020. No, I'm not.
So even, okay, now I'm really interested, because in a life or death situation, you're eating raw fish?
It would have to be death is around the corner. But even then, I'd have to trigger find out a way to, like, cook the fish. I'm not eating a raw
fish. I'd use fire. Would be the way I'd do it.
Right. Yeah. Or, yeah, like...
Convection oven. Make some ceviche. Not very available out there.
Get some lime on there.
Ooh.
Cook it that way.
Okay. Get some spices. Again, like Lando, I just need to walk around with kind of spices to throw on my food rather than just throw it on myself for the animals to eat.
You would probably kill the most parasite-filled fish that's ever existed in the little island you're stuck on.
Another show I was always fascinated with was a show called Dual Survival. This was on the Discovery Channel, where they would have, like, two military people, not naked idiots just wandering around, but actual, like, people that know what they're doing.
People with training.
Fully
people
clothed.
With training, and they would kidnap them, which is also fascinating to me, and drop them off just in, like, the most remote parts of the world, where, like, one episode, they'll just drop you off in, like, the Andes rainforest or whatever. Another one, they would drop you off in, like, the Arctic Circle, and you would have no idea, and they'd be like, okay, you have 48 hours to find some semblance of civilization, as they're, like, trudging through, like, 4 foot deep, like, snowdrifts for, like, 7 miles.
They come
as they're just
that,
like, following, like, the sun patterns and stuff.
They see that one polar bear that's having to float in that piece of ice that we always get.
Yeah, but he's got his Coca-Cola, so there's his drink for the day. But, like, depending on where I'm going, I'll consider these episodes. Like, the Arctic one I watched when we went to Alaska. I also watched, or it was useful for Colorado. We went to a place called Independence Pass, another Instagram spot for a lady. And she got stuck in 4 foot snowdrift trying to walk out and take a photo. So I had to rescue her. It was pretty much just walking in her footsteps and getting back.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like much of a rescue.
Boy, what a...
But that guy,
my hero,
basically in the Coast Guard,
got lucky that night.
Okay,
so pays
so
off.
Worth it.
Courage.
Always save the woman.
Yes. Got lucky, huh, Uncle?
Yeah. Got lucky.
Let me see your bazoombas.
Lucky.
But getting trapped somewhere interests me. Dallas police and firefighters rescued a woman who was trapped for days in a steep ravine. A young woman, as she is described, was trapped for days in a deep mud and sewage ravine.
Oh.
So, not only are you trapped for days, it's in mud.
Trapped in sewage.
And sewage. This happened in
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Welcome.
Lady.
Should have cleaned up a little more.
How single are you? Don't mind the holes. I'm poking myself for a bear.
Hey, that's my sewage. Put it down. I'm going to use that later. Lando doesn't use sewage in his free time recreationally. Y'all are jerks.
You're doing more than the three of us. The
yeah,
two of us.
You brought it up.
Nope.
Oh, what a defense.
Nope.
Johnny Cochran over there. Nuh-uh.
This happened in a heavily wooded area behind Emmett J. Conrad High School between Vicky Meadow and Lake Highlands neighborhoods. The rescue crews braved 104-degree heat and had to navigate through a quarter mile of treacherous terrain after a bystander heard her cries. She was hospitalized with severe dehydration and sun exposure. Mm. Her current medical condition and identity have not been released, so Lando can't look her up and try to offer her his cardboard box or anything.
His homemade remedies.
Yeah. Here's how you get the sewage out of your hair. The woman who is described in this story as homeless said where she was stuck in mud, it's not uncommon to see homeless people in that area. So
I hope I never have to say that.
Like, you know of where the homeless spots are?
I don't have to say any of the words that you just said in that particular order.
Like, it's not uncommon to see homeless people hanging
out
here.
Yeah, where I got stuck in the mud, it's common for homeless people to be here.
Not casually stuck in the mud, a rescue team had
right,
to come get me out of the mud.
Yeah, you have to have a joint effort between, like, the Dallas police
and the firefighters and whatnot.
Yeah. You have to fly some in
days.
From the European Union has to send some extra firefighters to help pull me out of this mud.
Okay. It's not like they're responding to, like, a wildfire.
The three of us are stuck up to our neck in mud. Who survives the longest?
I eat you first.
That's not the hypothetical. I already assumed that you would eat us first.
It's definitely not me.
I've accepted that if the three of us are stuck together,
I don't even got to cook you.
Yeah, within reach of Monty, he will just first date.
We've been here 12 minutes.
You look at Monty, he's just...
We got a cooler filled right next to us. Go to the cooler first before eating my arm.
Meaning you.
Dumping some Texas pizza on you.
Some Tapatio on me.
Why did we bother making all these sandwiches if that's what you were going to do?
No.
No. This will be quicker for you, DJ.
I think when Monty looks at us, he sees, like, in the old cartoons where they turn into, like, a giant,
the
like, turkey.
Spiral ham?
Yeah, the spiral ham.
Easy for you to say. You're skinny and don't have any meat.
Yeah, you'd be nothing.
I'm tasty. He's looking at me a little bit different.
He'd probably kill me so after he's done eating you, he could pick his teeth clean with my bones.
Like a toothpick.
Yeah. Paramedics were shocked by how coherent she was considering the dehydration how long she was stuck there.
No, I'm perfectly fine. Just get me out of here.
Rainy weather in the area is, they said, what contributed to these circumstances for her getting stuck in the mud.
I definitely think about the that Aaron Ralston guy from 127 Hours. I was talking about that with somebody recently.
He had to bite off his own arm or leg.
He had to saw it off with like a pocket knife.
With a pocket knife and then like
it's better if he had to eat it off.
Right.
I'm making the story better.
Ooh, I could, I didn't thought about gnawing on myself.
Salt and pepper.
Ow!
I think I would just be stuck there. Now, again, probably never in that situation where I basically need the Grand Canyon. I'm just stuck between
all
two.
Right, you don't need the Grand Canyon. You're not that big.
But if I was, if I was stuck like that, I'm probably just going to call it. I'm going to be like, this is it for me.
That's what I'm thinking. If I'm stuck in mud for days,
I would feel so embarrassed calling out for help.
Yes, there's no way I'm calling out for help.
Near my house.
I just don't want to go halfway to that quad cornhole guy.
And just gnaw all of them off?
Because then, if I have to cut an arm off, I'm halfway to him. I don't want to do that.
Halfway to being a murderer.
Right. That'd be the name of my documentary series.
Halfway to murder. And he's a drug addict, right?
It's a fun time for this.
Wasn't
he
snorting?
He's a drug enjoyer. I don't know if he's addicted to it.
Wasn't he doing, for lack of a better term, handstands?
Handstands and ripping lines of unidentified
off
white
like
powders.
An AK-47.
Yeah. Like a minigun.
But I thought about that and I said, there's just no chance I could do what that guy did.
We would all die.
Because he was in there for days and was about to die and he was stuck with his arm pinned under a boulder or something. And all he had was...
Was that caused by flash flood?
No, he was... I forget what you call it, but he was just cave diving or whatever and he got...
Wedged between two rocks.
And he couldn't get out. A rock fell and pinned his arm.
Okay.
And he couldn't get back up.
Because I know, like, we were in Utah a couple of years ago, and they will be like, we have, like, a 10-minute window that if it starts raining, we have to immediately get out of here or we will all die.
Yeah.
And they have to check the weather, like, 3 hours north of where they are. And if there's any rain, they cancel, like, your little trip through the ravine.
Deter me. I'd be fine. I'll be okay. Guide.
Yeah.
Quotes.
God can't touch me.
Yeah. Still eat you.